great future. We're talking real money.
Welcome to another episode of Talking Real Money Daily, the new version of Talking Real Money. It's Friday, and it's a pretty darn good Friday because stocks rallied today, although we don't want to pay much attention to them day to day, as I've talked about in previous programs. However, it's good when it goes up. Feels good. People feel better. Don't put too much stock in it. And please, again, stop paying attention to the Dow. That would be great. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about special investments. Special investments for special people. People who are well-known or really wealthy, or just think a lot of themselves, think there must be some sort of special investment just for them. And actually, there are. There are investments that most of us can't afford to get into. Hedge funds, one great example. You've got to be a qualified investor to be in those things. So wealthy people are the only ones who have access to these heavy hitters who manage hedge funds with their sophisticated professional management people. They're supposed to be making you money in good markets, right? And then protecting your money in the bad ones. That's the whole idea. That's what the hedge part means. And for that, they charge a pretty penny, but they're worth it, right? They charge 2% per year, or in some cases, even 3% per year, to protect you in those bad markets. And then in the good markets, they take 20 or 30% of the gains to compensate for their really smart people. So how did they do in a bad year? We haven't had a really bad year for stocks since 2008. Well, 2018 certainly qualified. And active managers have always said, well, just you wait and see. When the market goes down, we're going to look great. Did they look great in 2018? Well, there's this group called Hedge Fund Research. And they calculated the average 2018 return for hedge funds. The average was minus... Oh, they lost money. Hope it wasn't much. Minus 6.7%. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't really track the numbers, you're thinking, well, maybe that is better than just the stock market, right? Than just the S&P 500, which everybody refers to as the market. Well, you'd be wrong. Because in 2018, the S&P 500 lost 6.2%. So the people who were paid a fortune to manage a professionally hedged portfolio to protect their investors in down markets actually lost more money than just buying the S&P 500. Now, that actually is pretty impressive. I mean, there's a hedge fund out there. I think it's David Einhorn's, Greenlight Capital. Oh, yeah, he was one of the hot hedge fund people, right? 2018 lost 34%. The smart money isn't looking so smart, is it? And yet, their stellar past performance is what these investors are chasing. But couldn't it be, and isn't it even more likely, that that past performance wasn't due to their brilliance, but more to just luck at the time? Now, if you're like me, you're just a regular person. So how did all of us poor schmucks stuck in poor man's hedge funds or poor woman's hedge funds, in other words, the typical balanced fund, what's a typical balanced fund? 60% stocks, 40% bonds. Typically, 60% S&P 500, 40% aggregate bonds, which is, in a mutual fund, the Vanguard Balanced Index Fund. Now, the Vanguard Balanced Index Fund costs less than 0.1% per year, or about 1.9% per year less than hedge funds. And how did they do in 2018? Well, they lost 4.2%. Who actually protected you better in a down market? The smart money managers or the dumb balanced fund? Answer's obvious. And by a pretty substantial margin. So who's the smarter investor, you or the rich people? On every edition of Talking Real Money, we want to answer your questions. And you can call 855-935-TALK 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and get those questions answered on this podcast. Or if you call live between noon and 2 Pacific time on Saturdays, you can get them answered on the broadcast of Talking Real Money. But we've got a lot of phone calls stacked up from the past week or two, and we're going to go through those. Give us a call, 855-935-TALK, and it'll be your turn to get your question answered. And now on to our next call.
Hi, I'm calling because I recently left Starbucks, actually in April, and had a 401k and accumulated about $220,000 in it. I'm now working over at Microsoft and started their 401k there with maybe $1,200 or something like that. Haven't been there very long. And so now I'm in the position where I need to do something or not, depending upon your advice, with the Starbucks Microsoft, Starbucks 401k. And the question is, does it make sense for me to roll my Starbucks 401k into my Microsoft 401k? Both of them are balanced at the moment between 40 and 60, you know, I think it's 60% stocks and mix, but so I'm 59 and not too excited about what's happening in the market, and a little bit concerned about my volatility, etc. So. Or a third option being, should I roll the Starbucks 401k into an IRA? Both of the 401ks are managed through Fidelity, and they offer, obviously, IRAs. So I don't know which way or should I do nothing and keep it there? I don't know if I can keep it at Starbucks. Thank you. Bye.
Well, congratulations on saving that much in your 401k. That's terrific. And congratulations on the new job. Now, I wish there was an absolute answer where I could say, oh, yes, you should absolutely do this. If your new your old 401k or your new 401k was a stinker like so many of them in the country are, with high fees, insurance products, active management, expensive managed funds, you know, just that kind of stuff, I would say, no-brainer, move the Starbucks over into your own IRA. But you have two really, really good 401ks. Two of the best that I've ever seen. So there's really no big benefit either way. I'd be tempted to keep them all, though, in the same place. So I'd be tempted to, since you're with the Microsoft 401k now, just move everything over there. That would be my first temptation. And there's one little teeny tiny, barely visible advantage to 401ks, and that is if somebody sues you down the road, you got greater protection in a 401k than you would in an IRA. Otherwise, though, the difference? Negligible. Absolutely negligible. So it's no big deal. You could even leave it in the Starbucks, I think. I don't think there's any reason why you'd have to take it out, but it's a little bit more difficult to keep track of and to build the proper diversification. Now, you talked a bit about your concern over the current state of the market, and you're not alone. A lot of people are concerned about the current state of the market. My suggestion would be that you go to talkingrealmoney.com, take our risk quiz. It's free and nobody bugs you. Take that risk quiz. Find out what your true tolerance for risk is. You may be too aggressive in your portfolio mix at this point in life and based on your volatility tolerance. So go take that, check it out. But I think it really doesn't matter much what you do. You're doing great. Next week, we're going to start a new segment where I define things. I got a note from somebody who said, hey, let's define some things on these daily podcasts. And I thought, what a great idea. So we're going to do an audio glossary. And I'll get that all set up next week. But if you have some ideas for that, either give us a call at 855-935-TALK or send a note through talkingrealmoney.com. And remember, If you want to find a great advisor, if you'd like to talk to one of our advisors, it's free. If you'd, let's see, what else do we have? We've got our advisor interview form. We've got all kinds of articles, podcast links, tons of great stuff. It's all in one place at talkingrealmoney.com. That's talkingrealmoney.com. Just slam them together as one word. And please remember to give us a call anytime, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Thanks so much for being a part of this edition of Talking Real Money, and have a great weekend.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.